This is Earth and Sky with a story about DNA fingerprinting for bears.
No, there hasn't been any grisly crime committed. Instead, researchers with the U.S. Geological Survey want to count bears to see how well the Endangered Species Act is working to protect them. The largest U.S. population of threatened grizzly bears lives in northwestern Montana. Kate Kendall is a research ecologist attempting to count them using DNA fingerprinting of hair collected in snag stations.
Each so-called snag station is a small corral made of a piece of barbed wire wrapped low around a few trees. About 700 snag stations will be distributed in 8 million acres of wilderness. The bears will be attracted to the corral by a lure composed of aged fish and cattle blood.
It's always real exciting to come back and see big cobs of bear hair all over the wire and the big pile of wood that we stack up to pour the scent lure. They always tear that apart and rub and roll in it, and just neat to see the evidence.
The barbed wire doesn't hurt the bears, according to Kendall. They actually like it. It's natural for them to rub against fences and fence posts. This technique is also safer than flying in and radio collaring bears. And that's our show. Thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.